New lighting at Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Pensacola is being tested ahead of a formal ceremony scheduled for later this month. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The new lights, which illuminate walls south of the park, are the first to be installed since before Hurricane Ivan in 2004.
It's a moving experience to see those lights catch the names in the wall, because when they shine vertically up the wall, they don't illuminate the black marble. They illuminate the engraving.
Jack Brown is president of the Veterans Memorial Park Foundation, which oversees operations at the city-owned facility, along with securing and managing donations and grants.
What we're talking about today is what we call the uplighting, which is the lighting that shines up onto the face of the wall south and illuminates the names along the whole length of the wall.
The new LED lamps were purchased with part of a $140,000 grant from BP oil spill money. He says the old lights were no match for the elements.
They're the old canister lights, and anything that's sunk in the ground down near the waterfront here in Pensacola is going to be waterlogged before long, and it didn't take long for it to start having problems with those lamps.
The new lighting had to be designed and built from scratch because of the uniqueness of the wall south, which is a half-size version of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. Brown gives the credit to the city of Pensacola's engineering department.
We just sort of had to come down, take a look at it, and measure it out. There's a guttering that runs the whole length of the wall. It's just wide enough to put LED lamps in. They had to figure out a way to put those down, wire it up, which we didn't have power to the wall in the first place, so that had to be run, and a way to do it in such a way that it's going to be relatively impervious to water. I think we've got it licked.
The new lights are among the projects in an overall park makeover, using a total of $360,000 in BP money. Maintenance and some extra landscaping are also on the to-do list, along with replacing the old information kiosk and its 1992 computer system.
It was an old DOS computer with a black and white monitor, tried to give people the ability to look up names. We're going to be replacing that with a pavilion, which is going to be larger, and it's going to be touchscreen, and it's going to be architecturally beautiful to blend with the angles of the wall and everything. We're looking forward to that being in by Memorial Day. That's our target.
The last monument to go up at Veterans Park was in 2012 to honor Marine Corps Aviation. The next will honor those who fought in the American Revolution. Jack Brown says the project has been green-lighted by the mayor's office and now heads to the city council.
We recommended approval back at the end of January. I don't foresee any problems at all. The Sons of the American Revolution and the Daughters of the American Revolution are working together to put that monument in, and it's a replica of the same Minuteman statue that's in Concord.
Brown says that should also be finished in time for Memorial Day. Another monument in the works pays homage to modern-day troops who are fighting the global war on terror.
I don't have a timeline for it right now, but we're going to start pushing for that right after Memorial Day to go ahead and put something up for the current generation of Americans. For people my age, we're talking about our sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters that are fighting a nasty little war.
More information on upcoming events at Veterans Memorial Park can be found at PensacolaWallSouth.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.